Vistara glanced back and cocked a brow. Ben rolled his eyes, but he had to smile and give her a grudging nod of approval. Her knowledge of the Sith and their vulnerabilities had proven invaluable in planning the liberation of Coruscant, and now her presence was turning out to be just as crucial in executing the operation. Only a former Sith could truly understand how a mind steeped in the dark side worked, how to appeal to their greed and vanity without revealing the trap. Ben was glad she had persuaded the Masters that her presence on Coruscant during the battle itself would be crucial to the success of the initial assault. But Ben also knew how difficult this particular operation had to be for Vistara. She loved him as much as he loved her, he was sure. But choosing him and the Jedi meant turning her back on her people and her home, never again breaking bread with childhood friends. And he would have been a fool to think she had made her choice with no regrets. There would always be a part of her that remained Sith, that longed to return to Kesh. And she had once confided to him that she had hoped someday to do just that, to return home at the head of a Jedi peace delegation, so she could teach her people that there was no need to conquer the galaxy to live in it. She was being atypically naive, but she had given up so much already that Ben could not bear the thought of depriving her of this one dream. And that was why he had persuaded his father to stop pressing her for Kesh's coordinates. The hard truth was that redeeming an entire tribe of the Sith was about as likely as stopping a Nova. But this was a conclusion Vistara needed to reach herself. And when she did, Ben knew she would be a true Jedi. Vistara returned and held out her hands.
"Get ready," she said. "We'll be inside in less than a minute."
Ben returned the plate and stood.
"You seem pretty sure of yourself," he said. "So why did he scowl?"
"He scowled?" Vistara asked. "When?"
"Right after you approached him," Ben said. "When you asked if he had announced us yet."
"Oh, that scowl," Vistara said lightly. "I don't know. Maybe he isn't accustomed to pretty pages smiling at him."
She flashed him a playful grin, and Ben had to admit that she could be pretty disarming.
"I can see how you might have unsettled him," he said. "But that doesn't mean your charm is going to work on the Senator. Not from out here."
Vistara rolled her eyes.
"Come on," she said. "What politician is going to put off accepting a surrender?"